Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Hey, here comes Sharon.
What's up with her homeboy?
Oh, no, man. One minute they kicking it, one minute they not.
I know what it's gonna take.
What?
That one kiss goodnight.
That's it.
Remember, and I can't just let it slip away.
Let You Go by Backstreet. Baby, baby, baby. You know, it's so good to be up here, and today I'm interviewing Denisha so she can be another co-host on the panel because I'm going here and there, and I got a upcoming out-of-town engagement. I can't be everywhere, even though I would like to, but it is what it is. So today, I guess I'm going to just bring on this beautiful, glamorous Denisha and say hi to the sister. How you
hey,
doing, darling?
How y'all doing? How y'all doing?
I'm doing good, baby.
How you doing?
So how was it in your neck of the woods?
All right, down here in the south. Is everything all right?
Sounds good, sounds good. So we're going to show me what you got because we're going to let you interview me. And this is going to be test show to get the yays or the nays, and people can call in, write in, let a sister know what they think about how you're doing. So, you know, I'm just going to back up out of this thing and let you do you.
Oh, okay, I hear that. Well, first of all, I'd like to start off by asking you, what inspired you to do what you do?
Well, I always love to run my mouth quite a step. But I was working for another guy, WMEL Entertainment Radio, and I was a host of Author's Corners. But I got so tired of the guy constantly having audio problems, never available when the guest was there. And, you know, that's so unprofessional because he do a music show, and I was the only spot that had real guests. And these people, you got to respect their work schedule and when they offer the time to come out to spend an hour with you. And he didn't care because all he did was spit music. So I said I had enough. And when I had went to Aruba, I said, when I'm coming back, he's out of here, you know, and I'll start my own thing. So, you know, I've been doing this now for about a couple of years, and I like it, and I'm so glad that I did.
Oh, and I love it, too.
Amen.
I can read a few of your books.
That's what I'm talking about.
I know, that's right. Yes. I read a few of your books now that you have out there that you publish yourself. Now, tell me, out of all your writing experience now, what book affected you the most? What inspired you the most, like, as far as, like, start writing? What made you start out to be a writer, you know?
Well, I do. March 2008, I went to my aunt's funeral in South Carolina. And when we went to the repast, all my cousins, man, I'm so proud of them. You know, I hadn't seen them in years, but a lot of them was doing things, great things. Some was working for the FBI. One of my cousins had his own computer business, and he was so big time that people would fly him all across the coast back and forth, paying for him to come in there because he was, you know, coming in there in his Bermuda shorts and his, you know, sneaks and everything. And when people looked at him was in the suit, they said, don't say nothing to this guy because he's bad to the bone, and he come at a high price. So I was just so happy, you know, that my cousin was doing all they could. And I was saying to myself, now, what can I do, you know, because I'm sitting here living comfortable and everything on a workman's comp check, you know, and I'm chilling, and I ain't doing bad. So I said, I need to do something, leave a legacy, and that's what inspired me to do this again.
Oh, okay. That's great. That's great. That's really inspirational. I'm sure a lot of young folks out there would love to hear that because, you know, a lot of people try to find their muse, and it's hard to find it, you know. And for the simple fact that, you know, you are where you are now today, I'm sure a lot of people wish they were in your shoes.
Yeah, they always trying now to be my best friend. Everybody want to blow me up on Facebook or LinkedIn, you know. But, you know, when I was brand new and I had my first book out, you know, ain't nobody had no time for me because they were so caught up into their dreams. But you know something? You got to be able to look at a person and hear with your heart instead of your ears, because if a person had listened to me back then, they could have saw that this was a passion in me. This wasn't something I was just trying to do. Because some people, they write just to say, oh, I wrote a book. Now I'm working on book number 10 for this pastor, Teresa. And the thing is, I could be writing my own book, but I give back to people that I see the passion that she want to write about her son who's passed away. And I appreciate that. So sometimes, you know, it takes a strong person to stop what they're doing to help someone else when they're going through. And see, I always try to give back, you know, and all those people that I was oohing and aah of that wasn't doing nothing, those same people are like hitting rock bottom, and they not where I want to be because, you know, they never had the compassion to be able to sit there and share the knowledge. But what people don't understand, Denise, is that if you don't share the knowledge, it dies with you. You got to sit there and help some sister or some brother and show them what they need to do, because they're passionate enough to come to you, then you ought to give them the time. And that's what I try to give back.
True.
I think that's why God blesses me.
Amen to that right there. Amen.
Yes.
That's the whole thing, you know. People should share that, you know. And I'm glad you feel so passionate about it. I can tell just by the way you were talking about it, you know. Wish we had a lot of more people out there that's passionate like that.
That's one thing that I am.
Mm-hmm. I can tell. But so you said
person.
You're from the South. Your family from the South, you say?
Yeah, they from the dirty South, as they put it, you know. And, I'm glad that I wasn't down there when they was coming up, because my granddaddy, you know, before he passed away, man, he had fields, like he had like 300 some acres, you know, and they was working the fields.
Mm-hmm.
And the stories I used to hear about how hard they worked, oh, my God, I got to give credit to those women, because these same women, you know, that are here around that time and in the late 70s, early 80s and so forth, these women are strong individuals, and if you got an opportunity to talk to one, baby, it will be worth it to you, because they share with you the history of where we came from. Because if you don't know where you started, you're going to mess up and be right back there in that mess. Because I love old people, because old people, man, they can share stuff and things that you would never thought. And also when they share the recipes, that good thick cheese baked macaroni and collard greens and the fried corn fritters. Oh, my goodness, girl. Love it.
Yes. Don't you know, though, you know? That's like the best, you know, to learn that from your family. You know, like the old, the elders, I should say. That show with my grandmother's, she used to make a special dish for us. But it wasn't collard greens or anything. I think it was some type of special strawberry filling. But it was from scratch,
right,
I feel like that. I just wish I knew what it was all about. But, yeah, you're right. I love my elders. I wish people would, you know, respect them more these days, you know, than what they do.
Right.
But, yeah, you said a lot. You said a mouthful. Yep.
Yeah,
mouthful,
baby. That's it. That's it right there.
Yeah.
But you know something? I got to take a little break and play my book trailer for y'all, and we'll be right back at 2 and 2.
All right. Thank you. Nice talking to you.
Eventually, the truth will come out of the darkness for everyone to see.
Hello? Hey, it's Mike. Hey, how y'all doing? Oh, yeah, everything's good. It's just been really good. Sorry I haven't been there. Yeah, Oh, I haven't forgotten, but I will be there next week. Right now.
There are times in your life when your faith will be challenged.
Hey man, I want to share something with you. I accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. He's been really wonderful to me. Don't you agree?
I feel like I'm my own God. But things that's been happening to me, I feel like I've been making those things happen.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you don't believe in God?
Well, I haven't seen it.
The truth can come in shocking form.
Who was that, man?
Oh, hell no. I know ain't nobody up in my house when I'm at work all day, going day.
Check out her website and on Blog Talk Radio every Friday at 7:30 p.m.